This is Akashvani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a four-day visit to Japan and China from 29th of this month. Mr. Modi will visit Japan from 29th to 30th of August to participate in the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit. This will be Prime Minister Modi's eighth visit to Japan and the first summit with Prime Minister of Japan Shigeru Ishiba. During Mr. Modi's visit, the two prime ministers will review the special strategic and global partnership between India and Japan, including defense, security, trade and economy, technology and innovation. They will also discuss issues of regional and global importance. In the second leg of his visit, Prime Minister Modi will travel to China from 31st of August to 1st of next month to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin. On the sidelines of the summit, Prime Minister Modi is expected to hold bilateral meetings with several global leaders. India has been a member of SCO since 2017. It held the presidency of the Council of the Heads of State of SCO during 2022-23. The 56th meeting of the GST Council will be held on 3rd and 4th of next month in New Delhi. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will chair the meeting. The last GST Council meeting was held at Jaisalmer in Rajasthan in December last year, during which several decisions related to the goods and services tax GST were taken, including a rate cut on fortified rice kernels to 5% and a recommendation to amend the definition of prepackaged and labelled items. In Uttarakhand, a cloudburst due to heavy rainfall in Chamoli district last night caused widespread damage in Tharali Tehsil, with debris sweeping into residential buildings, shops and government premises, including the subdivisional magistrate residence and Tehsil office. Several vehicles have also been damaged. Surrounding areas, including Kedarbargarh, Radibagarh and Chepro, have also been affected due to heavy rainfall. In response, the district administration has declared a holiday for all schools and Anganwadi centres up to class 12 in Tharali Tehsil. In a social media post, Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami said, "The district administration, the State Disaster Response Force SDRF and police have reached the spot and are engaged in relief and rescue operations." Mr. Dhami said he is in constant contact with the local administration and closely monitoring the situation. He prayed for everyone's safety. Talking to Akashvani News, Additional District Magistrate Vivek Prakash said relief camps have been set up for the affected people.
थराली में रात में अतिवृष्टि से जो है थराली शहर हो गया, तहसील शहर हो गया, सागवाड़ा गांव हो गया, चपड़ हो गया, आसपास के इलाकों में काफी अतिवृष्टि हुई, काफी जो नुकसान हुआ है। रात में ही हम लोगों ने मूव करा दिया था, डीआरएफ की टीम थी, एसडीआरएफ की टीम थी, डीडीआर हमारी टीम थी, वो मूव करा दिया था क्योंकि रास्ता के लिए ब्लॉक हो गया है और इसलिए जो है बहुत दिक्कत हो रही है लोगों को। बाकी तहसील के स्टाफ जो है, प्रशासन जो है, वहाँ लगा हुआ है राहत कार्य में। इसके अलावा हम लोगों ने रिलीफ कैंप बनाए हैं।
Meanwhile, heavy rain continues across the state. The Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for very heavy rainfall in Dehradun, Nainital, Bageshwar and Pithoragarh, with warnings of heavy downpours for other regions as well. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced the appointment of his close aide Sergio Gore as next U.S. ambassador to India and special envoy for South and Central Asian affairs. Making the announcement through a post on Truth Social, President Trump said, "For the most populous region of the world, he needs someone whom he can fully trust to deliver on his own agenda and help make America great again." Gore will succeed Eric Garcetti, who served as ambassador from 11th of May 2023 to 20th of January this year. U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell has indicated that a potential rate reduction could occur during September's central bank meeting. However, he maintained a balanced stance, refraining from making definitive commitments about interest rate cuts. His comments acknowledged mounting concerns about employment conditions, whilst emphasizing that inflation risks continue to persist. And that is the end of this news bulletin.